Good evening. January 21st, 2012. We caught up with Harry and Jake from Harry and Jake Speak Politely. That's my timer letting me know that I need to tell you that this show was recorded in the Knickerbocker Saloon in downtown Lafayette. High school girls, Broken Light, and Mid-American played a show that evening. Listen to the first installment of our interview.
It's too loud.
You have a question? Well, you just have to yell into the mic. What's the opening question? What have you wanted to
know? I don't even know what you want from me.
About what do you mean?
What do you want?
Well, you create media.
Why did you start Harry and Jake?
Why did you start Harry and Jake? Go ahead.
Because I didn't have anything else going on, and I wanted to do something. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I feel like you're cornering me. I don't like this.
What is it about the podcast medium that you enjoy?
Well, I like that you can get to know a person sort of like through just like listening to them talk, and I liked Jake. I thought they had a lot to offer that I could exploit via the medium of podcasting. What's your thing? Can we turn the microphone on you?
No, don't touch it, right?
No, I'm sorry, I shouldn't.
It's very delicate, right?
I shouldn't have, I'm sorry.
Will you make Jake come over here?
I will.
Go ahead, what's your question?
What's my question? Why do you do these interviews?
I'm fascinated by people that wish to exercise supposedly a right that we have in this country called the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of religion, which is summed up to be freedom of expression, air of grievances, assemble peacefully.
Uh-huh.
And so you and this other guy get together and you decide to record yourselves and then produce it to some degree.
To some degree.
Whether that's just, put it in an MP3 form, upload it somewhere.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of...
Let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And then, hopefully have people consume it. So First Amendment is very, very, very important to me. And so I'm always fascinated by people go, should exercise my First Amendment rights.
Yeah. But it doesn't
make stuff.
But it doesn't matter to you that they, like, for me, I've never thought, like, I'm going to exercise my First Amendment right by making this podcast. Like, it's just,
you never thought about it then.
Yeah.
Because you don't live in a place where you can't do this.
Exactly, yeah. I like that. Okay, you can ask me a question now.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that the door opened now.
Well, I mean, you could have before, but now I understand where you're... I just want to understand where you're coming from, is all. I'm sorry.
Another media person.
I mean...
This is what you do. To find out about other people, you ask them questions.
That's true.
No.
No, it's so the interview's right now.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I was going to email you, like, soonly.
I made him the public...
I heard he was supposed to be at the beginning of the year. What day is it today? Just so for the record, because this is audio. No,
this
no,
is January 20th.
January 21st. No, 20th. No, 21st.
No, yeah, it's my brother's birthday, so yeah, it's 21st, yeah.
So that's 21 days after the start of the year.
Dude, I have, like, classes and...
Do you have an instant form of communication where you can let someone know something within minutes?
Yeah, I have a phone.
A smartphone.
Yeah, it's a super smartphone.
Can you email with it?
Yeah, of course.
Can you tweet with it?
Yeah.
Can you transfer data with it?
Yeah, I can look up porn and jack off with it too.
Yeah.
How many times do you do that?
0 to 5.
0 to 5.
Times per day.
Yeah.
Times per day.
Yeah.
So what would you say is the most exciting thing about your podcast? What is your podcast called? Exactly. Harry and Jake
Speak Politely.
Thank you for listening to our first installment with this interview series. You can learn more about Harry and Jake Speak Politely on their website at speakpolitely.tumblr.com. Good night.